You. Yes, you. Why are you not praying this prayer? Why? Tell me why. Because you don't know it? Because you don't know what it's for? Are you struggling in some area of your life? Finances or your work or something that you're trying to get off the ground and it's just not connecting. And you're thinking to yourself, there's something wrong. I feel like there's something blocking me. Have you ever had that feeling? That feeling is the Holy Spirit telling you something is up. I began having this. As you know, or you may not know, I work as a therapist here in Texas. I was working with other groups and then wanted to start my own private practice, which I started back in October. And a few months into it, it just seemed like it wasn't taking off. We had all the pieces and all these other things, and I kept thinking, what's wrong? The thought kept coming to mind, it's like there's something keeping me from succeeding, keeping me from helping the people that I need to help, and from making an income for my family. Now, I know that God doesn't want us to be filthy, filthy rich, but He also wants us to live within a reasonable means. And around that time, as I was really thinking that, my wife watched a video by Father Ripinger, who's an awesome priest. Probably most of you, maybe you've even seen this video, but I just want to highlight this prayer. And he was talking about the fact that demons can oppress your finances and your businesses and all types of things. Now, I have learned and know many, many, many all types of binding prayers and these. I've read all that stuff. I've read a ton of things about this. But for whatever the reason, I'd never found this particular prayer for this specific situation. So it's not like I was unfamiliar. I just wasn't familiar with this. So I was amazed. This was literally an answer to prayer. So we began praying this prayer. And in the following month and follows, I began getting phone calls. And I literally had the busiest month the whole time that I've had my practice. So I know that this was an answer to prayer, and I want to share it with you. Now, I will try to put a screenshot of it so that you can take a screenshot and have it. But especially if you're having that feeling, I feel like something's blocking me. I bet you it is. Again, it's not that God wants us to be disgustingly rich and opulent. In fact, often He calls us to simplicity and even to poverty, as I've suggested in other videos. But that needs to be freely chosen and not forced by demons, if that makes sense. So St. Francis of Assisi chose to be poor. He wasn't oppressed into poverty. Big difference. One is freedom and one is forced. Okay? God wants us to reclaim the rights that we have over the things that we own in our lives. He does not want any evil spirit in charge in your life. So I want you to pray this prayer. If you are finding that whatever it is that you're doing, business or otherwise, isn't succeeding, ask this prayer to protect it from evil and ask God to bless your business. It's been amazing, the clients that I've been getting. So awesome. So awesome. I feel like all the prayers that we were doing for it to grow are now able to take effect. I hope this video has helped you. Please comment down below. And if you have heard of this prayer, if you prayed it yourself and you find it fruitful in your own life, my friends, God bless you. And I will see you in the next one.
Hi friends, this is Alvaro with the channel Uniquely Mary, and I'm placing this video at the end of some of these recent videos because you're most likely someone that loves this channel since you watched to the end. So I am asking you to support this channel in a special way. Recently, I was in the hospital for a week, and we are having medical bills upwards of between $5,000 and $10,000. We're still figuring out how much that's going to cost. So it's not your responsibility to pay my bills, but I'm simply asking for some support. I am starting a GoFundMe, and you can support me in all the regular ways, clicking on the video, clicking on some of the ads, or you can also buy me a coffee. That's another way where you can support me in $5 increments. Please be generous. And if you can, at least offer some prayers. Thank you so much. God bless you. See you in the next one.